Moggy sure has disappeared.
No, here I am.
There you are.
Says the Gemara on Daf Mem, Vov, Omud, Aleph. We had a discussion. It came in by the by, even though it wasn't the main discussion, whether the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv, the fourth bracha in benching, is the Rabbonon or the Eraisa. Some say that everybody holds it's Rabbonon. Some say that it's actually a machloikas. So the Gemara is going to discuss that now for a moment or two. So the Gemara says on the fourth line, fourth wide line of the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Teda, I can bring you a proof that Toiv Vahmetiv Lav Doiraisa. I can bring you a proof that Toiv Vahmetiv is in fact not Doiraisa. What's the proof? Shaharei Poyalim Oikrim Oiso. We have already mentioned that Poyalim workers who are very busy and they have special dispensation, therefore, to shorten the benching. Now, even though they shorten the benching, but they actually totally omit the fourth bracha. So that would clearly suggest that bracha is not a minat, is not the eraisa. The first three brachas are min hatira. So therefore, they all have to be said, albeit a concise version will also do the job, will also suffice. But the fourth bracha, how can it be missed out completely? How can you totally miss out Hatoiv HaMeitiv? Says the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Yosef, what does that indicate to us? It must be that Hatoiv HaMeitiv is in fact not a bracha d'oraisa. It's only the Rabbanon. And if it's only a Rabbanon, so Chazal waived it when it came to the case of Poyalim. But were it to be d'oraisa, obviously you can't miss it out. There's no such thing as missing out part of benching if indeed there is a chiyuv min ha-Torah to say it. So we therefore have a proof that apparently it's not a chiyuv min ha-Torah, rather it's only a chiyuv mid-Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, I'm now going to bring another proof. Omar Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei Derav. Very, very big principle coming up. Teida da'atoiv ha'meitiv lav de'iraisa. I can bring you a proof that atoiv ha'meitiv is not de'iraisa. We've already brought one proof. Now we're going to bring a second. What's the second proof? That atoiv ha'meitiv is not minatayro. Sheharei poiseach bo beboruch ve'ein choisim bo beboruch. Hatoiv ha'meitiv begins with the words boruch. Just after you've said boinei v'rachmo v'yerushalayim amen, you then say boruch ato Hashem l'keinu melech ha'olam, hatoiv ha'meitiv, etc., etc. Okay, hatoiv ha'meitiv. It does not, however, end with a baruch. You just say, Olam Ali Chasreinu, and that's it. There's no baruch at the end of the bracha. So it begins, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel, Lovinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu, Bayreinu, etc., etc. And it finishes, Olam Ali Chasreinu. So it begins with a baruch, and it does not end with a baruch. Now, we'll have to work out why that is the case, but that is the case. So what does that demonstrate for us? Says the Gemara, I'll explain. Why is that a proof that it's not Deiraisa, and therefore only Drabonon? Says the Gemara, Kedatanya, because we have a Braisa. This Braisa is actually to be found at the end of Psochim, and it's a big principle in the way that we set up Brochis. Kol Habrochois kulon poiseach bohen b'boruch. As a general rule, albeit there are several exceptions, but as a general rule, brochois begin with the word boruch. V'choisein bohem b'boruch. And so too, they finish with the words boruch as well. So you have a boruch, a brocha in the beginning, and a brocha at the end. Now, we clearly know that's definitely a rule with many exceptions. For example, says the Gemara, chutz mi birkas haperos. Exception number one. When you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Ha'etz, that does not finish with a bracha. It begins with the word Baruch, it does not end with the word bracha. That's one example of a bracha on fruits, or for that matter, on all food. You begin with the word Baruch, but it does not end with the second Baruch. Exception number one. Exception number two, Ubirkas HaMitzvos. When we put on our tefillin this morning, what did we all say? Asher kidshon mitzvoseh v'tzivanu. We began with the word Baruch. Baruch atah Hashem. Asher kidshon mitzvoseh v'tzivanu. L'aniach tefillin. One mitzvah tefillin. But there was no second Baruch at the end of that bracha. So that's now a second exception. Exception number one, brachas that you make on foods. Exception number two, brachas that you make on mitzvahs. Exception number three, Ubracha hasmucha lechaverta. A bracha which is juxtapositioned to another bracha. So, for example, look at benching itself. Look at the very first bracha of benching. How does benching begin? Benching begins, we begin with the baruch, and we say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hazon Es HaOlam Kuloi B'Tuvei. So it definitely begins with a Baruch. And it also ends with a Baruch. Baruch atah Hashem Hazon Es HaKol. So the first Brocha in benching would conform to the rule. Like we said, there are exceptions to the rule. But the general rule is a Brocha must begin and end with the word Baruch, which is exactly what happens when it comes to the first bracha in benching. But now look at the second bracha. The second bracha begins with the words Noyde Lecha. So it does not begin with the Baruch, but it does end with the Baruch. At the end of the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Al Ha'oretz V'Al Hamozein. Third bracha, same story. Rachem no Hashem Elokeinu, so it does not begin with the Baruch, but it ends, Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinei Barachmo of Yerushalayim Amen. So why is it that bracha number one began and ended with a Baruch, and yet brachas number two and three did not begin with a bracha? There was no Baruch at the beginning of the bracha. And the answer is, this is the principle of a bracha hasmucha lechaverta. Whenever you have one bracha which is juxtapositioned next to another, then it does not need to begin with a baruch. It, as it were, leans and borrows the baruch at the end of the previous bracha. So the very first bracha in benching has got nothing to borrow, because he's not leaning on any previous bracha. There is no previous bracha because this is where benching has begun. So what do? You've got to begin that very first bracha with the word baruch, and it also ends with the words baruch. That is your classic bracha, which begins and ends with the baruch. But noyde lecha does not need to begin with the baruch, because it's coming straight off the back of the previous bracha. So too, Rachem No does not need to begin with a baruch, because it's coming straight off the back of Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamozein. So 1 second. What about the fourth bracha? You've just said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinei Berachamov Yerushalayim Omein. And now you move on to Ateva Meitiv, and guess what? It begins with a baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakeil Avinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu. Why on earth is it beginning with a baruch? Why can it not lean on and borrow the Baruch at the end of the previous bracha, just like brachas number 2 and brachas number 3. Noida lecha and Rachem no, the second and third brachas, did not begin with a Baruch because they're coming straight off the back of the previous Baruch. So what happened to the fourth bracha? That's a big question, which we're going to address, in a second. But let's just finish off this principle over here. So we've so far said there are three exceptions to this rule. What is the rule? The general rule is that a bracha begins and ends with a baruch, like we've seen in the first bracha in benching. The exceptions so far, number one, brachas on foods. We just say Borei Pri Ha'etz. Exception number two is the brachas on mitzvahs, Le'is'atef Batzitzes, Al Matilas Lulav. We don't say Baruch twice. The exception number three is when you have a bracha, Hasmucha Lechaverto. By the way, what's the difference between a bracha on a mitzvah and on food, as opposed to a bracha smucha lechaverto? There is one point in common and there's one point of difference. What's the point in common? The point in common is, and this is why the Bryce is telling it to you, is that they all do not begin and end with a bracha. There's only one. What's the point of difference? Is that baruch at the beginning or is it at the end?
Yes.
When it comes to the bracha on food, when it comes to the bracha on mitzvahs, where does the word baruch appear? At the beginning. When it comes to a bracha smucha lechaverto, it's only at the end.
So does Tovu Meitiv has a bracha at the beginning, just like a bracha of peros and a bracha of mitzvah.
Right, but it does not have a bracha at the end, for reasons that we'll discuss in a moment. But the big question is, why does it begin with a baruch? Surely Ateva Meitiv is a bracha hasmucha lechaverto. You have just finished saying, Boinei Beracham of Yerushalayim Omein. So surely I should launch into the next bracha straight away without a baruch. That's a question.
I have another question. Is that the end of the brisa?
No. Let's just continue one more line.
Okay.
So those are the three exceptions. Brachas on foods, brachas on mitzvahs, and a bracha smucha lechaverto. And final exception, ubracha achroino to kriya shema. What's the bracha achroino of kriya shema? It means after shema. We know that kriya shema has brachas that precede it and a bracha that follows it. What's the bracha that follows it? What's the name of that bracha?
Emes
v'yatzev, which ends in Goal Yisrael. But Goal Yisrael does not begin with a baruch. Meaning after shema, what do you say? You just say Emes, the Yatziv, the Nochain, the Kayom, the Yosha, but you do not actually begin with the Baruch. So there's another bracha which does not have a double Baruch in it. So that is the four exceptions, says the Gemara. Yesh mehen, some of those exceptions, Shepoiseach bohen the Baruch. Some of them begin with a baruch, like we said in the first two examples, on food and also in Birkas HaMitzvahs, but v'ein choseim v'baruch, but they do not seal off. They don't sign off with a baruch. The yesh, says the Gemara over the Amud, is the other way around. The yesh mehen, she'choseim bohen v'baruch, v'ein poseach v'baruch. There are some that sign off with the bracha, like in the case of Goal Yisrael, like in the case of a bracha smucha lechaverto, but ve'ein poiseach b'baruch, but they do not begin with the bracha. So we have a list of a rule and four exceptions. Of those four exceptions, two of them begin but don't end with a baruch, and two of them end but don't begin with a baruch. So let's recap. In the case of the bracha on food, and in the case of bracha on mitzvahs, where is the baruch there?
At the beginning.
At the beginning. Baruch atah Hashem lekein melech olam boyer mene mezaynes. Baruch atah Hashem lekein melech olam shekidshom mezayis v'tzivanu al matiras lulav. The baruch is at the beginning. It does not sign off with the baruch. Whereas exceptions number 3 and 4, a bracha has smucha lechaverto, like noida lecho and rachem na. That's the contrary. The baruch is only at the end, not at the beginning. And so too, the bracha of Kriya Shema, the last bracha of Goal Yisrael, also ends with a bracha, but does not begin. So again, the common denominator between those four exceptions is they do not have a double baruch. The difference being, sometimes they begin, sometimes they end. Says the Gemara in conclusion, v'hatoiv v'hameitiv, poseach b'baruch. This bracha that we're discussing, meaning the fourth bracha of benching, v'hatoiv v'hameitiv, begins with a baruch. How does it begin? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu Ve'ein Chosem B'Baruch, and yet does not sign off with the Baruch. But the bigger question is, why it doesn't sign off with the Bracha? That's true. It needs explanation. But for the moment, let's just focus on the fact that why does it not begin with the Baruch?
Does it?
Why does it begin with a baruch? Surely, what should the halacha be?
Smucha lecha verto.
Surely, it's a bracha, smucha lecha verto. What does this show us? Says the Gemara. Michlal, you see from over here, the bracha, b'fnei atzmo, it's a totally independent bracha. It does not lean on the previous bracha. Why does it not lean on the previous bracha?
Starts with baruch.
Why is that?
That's a slav deraisa.
Because not deraisa. Therefore, I can't continue it. I can't consider it as a continuation. If the brachas just roll one into the other, like brachas number 1 to 2 and brachas 2 to 3, so it's all one long continuation. So I have no problem in bracha number 2, leaning on bracha number 1, or bracha number 3, leaning on bracha number 2. Why? Because they're all deraisa, it's all one long continuation. Says the Gemara, so why is it the hatoiv v'hameitiv, bracha number 4, cannot lean on bracha number 3? After all, it's also a bracha smucha lechaverto. The answer is no. Because after bracha number 3, you draw a big red line and you say, thus ends the brachas that are deraisa. From now on, it's a brand new start. And if it's a brand new start, because it's the drabonon, so you cannot possibly say that bracha number 4 is a continuation of a bracha number 3. And that's why it begins with baruch, says the Gemara. That's the proof that it's only drabonon. I see a puzzled look coming from Nachal Achziv then.
You mean from
who?
Nachaluz, too.
Nachaluz, number 8. 10.
This Brisa taught us the definition of a bracha.
With the exceptions, yeah.
And it's... No. Even those exceptions that don't fit with a bracha at the beginning and the bracha at the end, those two are brachas. The exceptions are brachas as well.
Yeah.
So if we use the example of, again, peiros and mitzvahs as a bracha that starts with baruch and doesn't end with baruch, why can't we say the same thing about hatovah meitiv? And how does that prove that it is or is not deraisa? I don't see the proof. The fact that it comes right after the others.
Because Hatoiv HaMeitiv has a big mila over Birkas HaPeiros. Birkas HaPeiros, why does Birkas HaPeiros, forget the fact that it doesn't end with the Baruch, we'll work out in a minute why it doesn't. But why does Birkas HaPeiros begin with the Baruch? And the answer is because it's got nothing to lean on.
Right.
But this does have something to lean on, so you can't put it in the same category as Birkas HaPeiros.
So how does that prove it's not the rice? It proves it's a different bracha, but...
No, so therefore this is the explanation. If we have a principle of bracha smucha lechaverto, that wherever one bracha leans on another, then the second bracha does not need to begin with a baruch. So how on earth do we explain our teva meitiv? Surely our teva meitiv is exactly a bracha smucha lechaverto. It should not begin with the word baruch, and for some reason it does. The answer is, it is not leaning on the previous bracha. Nothing to do with Birkas HaMitzvah, it's Birkas HaPeiros.
I think perhaps the solution is, we know that Chazan is a call, is a Doraisa.
Yeah.
Okay. So if brachas 2 and 3 are both leaning on it, since it is Doraisa and they're leaning on it, therefore they are also Doraisa. But Vahatova Metiv is not leaning on a Doraisa, so therefore it would be a Durabanan.
Right. Were Hatova Metiv also to be a Doraisa, then it would naturally lean on Brocha number 3, just like 3 leaned on 2, just like 2 leaned on 1. It's all one long continuation. But by virtue of the fact that it begins with the word Baruch, that is clear proof that it's a brand new start.
But it's a combination, because it's not only because it's leaning, but it's also because the first bracha on which the others lean is a deraisa.
Right. So therefore, it's a cutoff point. We're making a clear delineation between brachas number 1, 2, and 3, which are all deraisa, triggered by hazon, which is deraisa, and then brachas number 2 and 3 lean on that because they are themselves also deraisa. So why can't bracha number 4 get the same ride? The answer is, we say to bracha number 4, I'm sorry, you've got to go in a different cab. You can't go in the same car as us. We are deraisa. You are derabanan. It's a brand new start. Start the engine again. That begins with a baruch. Why, by the way, it doesn't finish with a baruch, we'll discuss in a moment. But says the Gemara, this therefore is the proof that it's not deraisa.
What about other tefillos that don't start, like Baruch Sha'amar or Tefillos HaDerech?
So if you would have learned the bottom Tosfos, you'll see basically almost every single bracha is discussed there. Maybe we'll go through the bottom of Tosfos. We'll go through the bottom Tosfos. So it takes your hand through basically the whole. But let's see Rashi. Have a look at Rashi and Mem Vav Amud Aleph. It's the second to last Rashi. Shaharei Poiseach Bo B'Boruch. We know, as we've just discussed, that Atoiva Meitiv begins with the word Boruch, says Rashi, Ve'i Doiraisahi, comma, and were it to be a deraisa, this is our big proof that it's not, but were it to be a deraisa, then surely have your smucha lechaverto. Then it would have to conform to the rule of a brocha asmucha lechaverto. The ein poischimbol, and you would not begin that brocha with a baruch, but yet you do begin it with a baruch. Well, 1 and 1 is 2. If the rule is that Brocha Smucha Lechaberto does not begin with a Baruch, but that's based on the fact that it all being Deiraisa, so we reach the inescapable conclusion that this is not Deiraisa. Says Rashi, in the last Rashi on the Amud, Kedatanya Yesh Mehen, some of them begin with Baruch. Which ones begin with Baruch? Says Rashi, Kegoin, Pirkas Peiros, Umitzvos. Remember, we had 4 exceptions, and these were numbers 1 and 2. Brachas on foods and brachas on mitzvahs begin with a baruch, but they do not end with a baruch. V'tama, ve'enoi chosim, and they do not sign off with a bracha. What's the reason? V'tama, says Rashi, mefarish arvei psochim. The reason explained to us in the 10th and final perek of arvei psochim, Mishum de kula choda hoidoya. It is all one thanksgiving. When I say Tachanish Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Nekin Melech Ho'ilom, Bari Pri Ho'itz, or when I thank on mitzvahs, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shekit Shom, Zeh Zeh Tzivonu, Al Matilas Lulav, there is no other subject in that bracha whatsoever other than the singular doya, thanksgiving either on the food that I'm about to eat or the mitzvah that I'm about to perform. The ein hefsek. There is no hefsek. There is nothing that interjuts in the middle. Dvar tchino. What's a dvar tchino?
Supplication.
Supplications that we said this morning. Shemir sachanunim. There is no extra tchino, any supplication. Oy dover acher betoicha. We don't, for example, say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Borei Pri Ha'etz. And by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whilst I'm thanking you for the apple, I also want to thank you for Eretz Yisrael and thank you for my life and thank you for other things. No, we never veer off subject. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the apple and that's all there is to it. There is nothing else mentioned in the bracha. K'moy, however, Sheyesh Bekiddush. Look at the bracha of Kiddush on Friday night. How does the bracha of Kiddush on Friday night begin?
Baruch.
So it begins with the Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher. Who knows Kiddush of Parah? After you said Vayechud, and then you've said Baruch Atah Hashem Borei Pri Hagafen. You've still got the kos in your hand. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. How's it carry on? So you begin with the Baruch, and how do you finish it? Baruch Atah Hashem, Kadesh HaShabbos. So there, you did begin and end with a bracha. Why? Says Rashi, because in that bracha, there was a hefsek. What is that, says Rashi? Because in Kiddush you say ki hu yom tchilo l'mikrei kodesh v'hanchileinu, etc., etc. There's other tchinois in the middle of the bracha, such that by the time you get to the end of the bracha, that content in the middle of the bracha is considered to be a hefsek from the first baruch. The first bracha is, as it were, lost. So therefore, I've got to conclude the bracha once again with baruch. Masha'ein came. When all I'm saying is Hamitzi Lechem and Haaretz, or Borei Pri Ha'etz, or Al Netilas Lulav, there is no other content in that bracha. So when I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Borei Pri Ha'etz, there is no other subject mentioned in that bracha that would necessitate a new baruch. So that's why it suffices. You begin the bracha with the word baruch, and that's it. As opposed to Kiddush is different, because there is much content in the middle of the bracha, and that's considered to be a hefsek. Now, I guess the same would therefore be true, for example, also in the first bracha of benching. In the first bracha of benching, what do we say? We begin with the baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hazones Ha'olam. So talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving food for the world. But then again, we have a whole long discussion. Such that by the time you get to the end of the bracha, it's considered to be a hefsek. So therefore you have to conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazones HaKol. So for this now is clearing up the picture for us. What is the general rule? Work out the exceptions in a minute. But the general rule is, if you have a bracha that begins with the baruch, it also ends with the baruch. Why? Because the content in the middle acts as a hefsek. If, however, the content in the middle is very, very brief, like Borimini Mezaynes, Shakalni Bedvore, Al Natilas Lulav, where the only thing I've mentioned is the singular hoidoya for the food I'm eating or the mitzvah I'm performing, so there's no hefsek. So when I get to the end of the bracha, I'm still happily leaning on that initial baruch in the nacha. Mishkafayim.
I was just going to ask you if Rashi is teaching us an exception or just a rule in general.
Yeah, so this is the rule. The rule is when there is content in the bracha, you've got to say baruch in the beginning at the end. If there is no content.
So if there's two baruchs, that automatically means that there's content.
Right. Okay, it's not very accurate to say there's content. There's always content. When we say content, we mean have you veered off subject?
Like, it has nothing to do with being deraisa or derabanan.
No. So you just mentioned, Rav Nachum, what about Asher Yotza? That begins with a baruch. Baruch atah Hashem nekeim melech olam Asher Yotza asol mechachma vore nekov nekov. A whole long, long discussion. And then how do you finish it? Baruch atah Hashem, right before Bosom, mafil asis. It's a whole long discussion. It's not a short bracha like Bari Pri Yoetz. By the way, immediately after Asher Yotza, at least according to many nuschois, what's the next bracha?
Okay.
Elokai Neshama does not begin with a bracha, with baruch. That would lean, therefore, on Asher Yotza, but it does finish with a baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem, amachzir b'gari meisim.
What about the case of Birkas Torah, where you actually have three brachas?
Yeah, three baruchs. We'll see. Yeah, we'll discuss all of this. It's Hashem. Okay, it says Rashi at the top of the Omid base. On occasion, we have a bracha which signs off with a baruch, but it does not begin with one. What is that? When you have one bracha leaning on the other, sharikvar posach bebracha rishoino, because I've already got my bracha from the previous baruch. And so too, what about the bracha achreina shebekriya shema? Now, the bracha achreina of kriya shema is a little bit tricky. Why is that? Because the bracha achreina of kriya shema, which we end in baruch ato Hashem goal Yisrael, but it does not begin with a baruch. Now, why not? We only know one principle for not beginning a bracha with baruch, and that's a bracha smucha lechaverto. The bracha after Shema is not leaning on anything. Says Rashi, "Ubracha achreinu shebekriya Shema, emes veyatziv, emes veemuna, af al pi shekriya Shema mafsik beintayim." Even though the kriya Shema, the actual recital of Shema, lechayra would be considered a hefsik between the brachas before Shema to the brachas after Shema. Nonetheless, afal pi shekriya Shema mafsik beintayim, abrachas delefonecho smucha. It's still considered to be leaning on the brachas prior to kriya Shema, and therefore havelo smucha lechaverto. It is considered to be smucha lechaverto. Chidush. For some reason, the bracha of Goal Yisrael is considered to be leaning on the brachas of Yotzer Oir and Aboicher Bamu Yisrael Biava. It's all one long topic of Shema. Says Rashi in conclusion, one more Rashi, but Atoyva HaMeitiv, where does that fit in? Delav Smucha Lechaverto Hi. Brachas Atoyva HaMeitiv, which does begin with a baruch. It does begin with a baruch. Why? It must be that it's not considered to be smucha lechaverto she'eino mibirkas hamazon. This proves to us that atayva meitiv is essentially not part and parcel of birkas hamazon. It is a brand new takana. What is that? Elo al kavuras haruge beitar. It's a special takana which came at a later stage it is not actually referring to the eating of the food at all. It's a thanksgiving for the Harugei Beitar, in which case it's not considered part of Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, you cannot consider it to be leaning on the previous bracha, because the previous bracha, in fact, brachos, are all Birkas HaMazon. This bracha has nothing to do with Birkas HaMazon. It's not leaning. If it's not leaning, it does not begin, it has to begin with the word Baruch. That's a clear proof, therefore, that it is not Deiraisa. So we've had two proofs that Hateva Meitiv is not Deiraisa. We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem, there's another one coming up. But there are two proofs. Number one, in the case of Poyalim, the fact that it's dropped completely shows us it's an altogether lesser Chiyuv. Number two, the fact that we are not considering it a Brocha, Smucha Lechaverita, must mean that it's no connection between the previous brachas. The first three are deraisa. This is drabonon, and never the twain shall meet. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will resume.
Oh,
wonderful day.
Good day.